Hello, I am back here again with Brad, and I just wanted to take a couple minutes to give you some more information about the Wild Branch Ministry and some of the teachings that Brad has been able to put together over the years that are available to you to get. So, Brad, to start, could you just give us an overview of what the Wild Branch Ministry is all about?
Well, I've been around since 1993, and basically the ministry is about teaching the end from the beginning. The book of Isaiah tells us seven times in that book alone that the end is revealed right out of the beginning. And the focus of a ministry is to teach the Bible through the lens and eyes of this ancient language we call Hebrew. I teach ancient Hebrew, and I show how all the words in the New Testament and all the words in the Old Testament, and of course our Bible is revealed with words, and that when we take them back to the beginning, we find out that they're all revealed in the simplicity of a house, a family, and a piece of land, something you read in the opening chapters of Genesis. And I believe, as this ministry does, that the Father's constantly in the business, Cole, of restoring his people, wooing his people, if you will, all who will hear, to go back to the beginning, to go back to the garden, because that's where our understanding of the end is in particular. So this ministry bases everything on this ancient language and how it is used throughout all of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
That's great. And you know, Brad, my family, including myself, have really learned a lot and been tremendously blessed by your ministry and by your teachings. And one of the teachings that I found that oftentimes people seem to be drawn to is the church in the book of Acts. Could you share a little about that?
Yeah, we have a series called The Church in the Book of Acts. Technically, biblically, it would be his assembly, or what God's assembly looks like post-resurrection and so forth. And the reason why that series is put out, it's very detailed and it's very comprehensive. And I basically deal with almost every verse in the book of Acts. There's a few that I don't. But the premise is this, that it's my understanding, I believe a lot of people can resonate with this, that most religious systems in America base their understanding of how they should live and what's right and what's wrong and what day they should rest and what feast they should celebrate and what things they should eat, not based on the book of Acts, Cole, but rather the writings of early church fathers and various hierarchy that have been passed down throughout organizations throughout the years, and that many people really don't even know what the beginning says because they've been taught that the beginning was done away with, that all those things in the Old Testament were for Jews, and they didn't have the Holy Spirit back then, and they were just saved by the law and other such erroneous statements. And so what I do is I march through the book of Acts very meticulously, showing that God's people, his assembly, are observing the same things that they've always observed. They're still resting on the same day he commanded us to rest, and they're still eating what's clean and good and righteous for them, and not transgressing the commandments, because the Bible says that sin in 1 John 3:4 is transgression of the Torah. That's what sin is. And so we want to please our Father, and I'm going to submit to you that he gave us this revelation of what his assembly looked like right after the resurrection of Yeshua to show us that. And it's no coincidence, Cole, that the very first thing he starts with was everybody gathers on a feast called Pentecost or Shavuot, one of the feasts of the Lord from the very beginning. So they even start out with one of the feasts.
Very interesting. And folks, once again, the church in the book of Acts is the teaching we've been talking about. Brad, what are some of the other teachings you'd like to highlight?
Well, we've got over 50 different teachings that take everything back to the beginning, covering just about every subject you can think of. But the newest one is called God is Smarter Than We Are, in which I describe, well, title tells it for itself, how much smarter God is than we are. It's great for the youth.
That's awesome. And folks, I encourage you to take a look at wildbranch.org. There are some tremendous teachings, some great information, all at wildbranch.org. Well, Brad, thank you very much for being with us.
Anytime. Take care, Cole.
Alrighty, and folks, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope that you've been challenged. I hope that you've been encouraged, and I'd love to hear from you. If you ever want to contact me, my number is 530-350-0087. Thanks again for listening. Hope you have a great day.